Load them up, guys.
Marine Lance Corporal Eric Frazier, a Marine reservist out of Nashville, Tennessee, thought his life had stopped. Not when his Humvee was hit by an IED in Iraq last year, but when he woke up and saw his arm in a cast and his legs gone. For the lanky country boy who had been hunting the hills of Tennessee alongside his father since he was old enough to carry a Red Ryder BB gun, being outside, in the woods, walking the trails, was his life. But oddly enough, across the street from the bustling physical and occupational therapy rooms at Walter Reed Army Medical Center is a small metal building where Frazier was again able to learn to shoot and to gain at least that part of his life back. The firearms training system is part of the occupational therapy at the center. It teaches service members how to adjust to their injuries and relearn to fire military weapons. A computer system runs scenarios, and service members fire a variety of electronically integrated weapons at a large screen. The results are digitally tallied in the computer, and progress is charted. With its combat-based scenarios, the system helps some feel like soldiers again. But for Frazier and others who grew up shooting, it also provides an opportunity to feel normal again.
Earliest memory is hunting. I was too young to carry a firearm. I was 5 or 6 years old, and I carried my Red Ryder BB gun with me, and my dad would bring me deer hunting with me, and was sitting on a 5-gallon bucket out in the woods. And you know, I remember one year, he did get a deer that day, and ever since then I've just been deer and turkey and squirrel and rabbit, anything I could hunt, I would hunt. And my first year, actually, whenever I was 10, it was awesome just to get my first year. I think it made my dad happier than me. He was jumping up and down that first year, but it did make me feel good. And, you know, it made me feel like I was a grown-up even though I was a kid. And, you know, it made me feel like I could do something on my own. And after I turned about 13 or 14, I'd go out on my own. My dad would just let me go out on my own, and I'd carry the phone with me, and if I got one, I'd call him, and he'd come down there and pick me up, and me and the deer pole. So 2 or 3 years prior to me joining the Marine Corps, I started shooting with John McGuire. He was a agricultural teacher in my high school, and started shooting pellet rifle with him. And then he invited me to go shoot a high-powered rifle because I was so good with my air rifle, and started shooting, and I was the company high shooter out of about probably 500 guys, I guess. I was in Fallujah this last October 23rd of 06. IED hit her Humvee and hit the driver, and I was behind the driver, so I lost both my legs and other injuries, upper extremity also, and broke my arm and rods and everything, sir. First thing I woke up and I seen my arm was in a big old styrofoam holder thing, and I'd lost my legs, and I was like, I just ain't gonna be able to shoot. You know, your life kind of stops. You're like, what am I gonna do now? It really helps to know that I still can shoot. I bought some parts to make me a 1,000-yard rifle. That's what I'm gonna do whenever I get back home. I'm going home next month. And I'm gonna shoot 1,000 yards. So I'm trying to make my own rifle and getting back into shooting now, so that way when I get home, you know, I'll already have a rifle and everything, so that way I can just go ahead and shoot like I did before. Because now I know that I can. Hunting, I'm gonna go turkey hunting when I get home. So I'm excited about that also, sir.
For the American Forces Press Service, I'm Fred Baker. For more Defense Department-related stories, go to www.defenselink.mil.